Next on the 5 o'clock report.
Putin must pay the price.
Putin says boo, we back down.
We have let Putin get inside our head.
I paid $115 for gas last night.
It's a war crime, period.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Winter hanging tough. Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. Widespread snow tonight and tomorrow could lead to some slippery travel. Meteorologist Carl Lamb with WGRZ in Buffalo.
I think hopefully this is one of the last widespread snow events.
Winter storm warnings in effect through tomorrow evening for central and western New York, as well as northwestern Pennsylvania. Some of those areas could see 6 to 12 inches of the white stuff, along with wind gusts of up to 45 miles per hour. Everybody will get something from this storm. Localized power problems are a real possibility from what officials are now calling a snow bomb cyclone. Sounds serious. Expanding the invasion. Putin's army is now covering more territory in its 16-day assault on Ukraine. Airstrikes are hitting targets far from the front lines, in another sign that no place is safe from the ongoing onslaught.
We can't live like this.
For the first time, Russian warplanes are now striking targets in western Ukraine. And for the first time, the Biden administration is calling Putin a war criminal.
Any intentional attack or targeting of civilians is a war crime. Period.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Romania today trying to shore up our NATO alliance. That 40-mile-long Russian convoy is on the move again, fanning out around the capital, Kyiv, where a full-scale ground invasion could happen at any time. Correspondent Benjamin Hall.
Most worrying among their movements is that their artillery pieces, these howitzers, are now getting into firing positions nearby, their guns trained on the capital city.
President Biden is facing mounting pressure to reverse a decision that withheld Polish fighter jets from Ukraine.
We will never stand up to Russia if every time Vladimir Putin says boo, we back down.
We have let Putin get inside our head.
We cannot allow Putin to win under any circumstance. We've got to get them more assistance.
More than 40 U.S. senators, both Republicans and Democrats, have signed a letter to the president urging him to reconsider the Polish warplane ban. The president today announced the U.S. is banning imports of Russian diamonds, seafood, and vodka, and downgrading its trade status with Moscow.
Putin is an aggressor. He is the aggressor. And Putin must pay the price.
The president says his administration is committed to preventing World War III from breaking out. Ukrainian parliament member Lysia Vanzlenko says it already has.
The world is in World War III. That war started on the 24th of February 2022 when Russia declared its attacks on Ukraine.
Russia is currently recruiting some 16,000 foreign fighters from Syria to assist in their attempted takeover of Ukraine. Correspondent Steve Futterman has that part of the story.
Russia calls them volunteers. Ukraine calls them mercenaries. Vladimir Putin has given the green light to use 16,000 recruits from the Middle East. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky, through an interpreter, blasted the move. Russia, he said,
has decided to hire mercenaries against our citizens, murderers from Syria, from a country where everything has been destroyed, like they're doing here to us.
Some view the move as a sign that Russia is suffering more casualties than expected. Steve Futterman at the Poland-Ukraine border.
Elsewhere overseas, North Korea today test firing more intercontinental ballistic missiles.
North Korea had said the launches, two in the past 2 weeks, were to help develop satellites. But U.S. intelligence believes they were really to test components for a much larger weapon, the gigantic Hwasong-17, designed to reach anywhere in the continental United States.
Elizabeth Palmer reporting inflation is costing the average American household nearly $300 more per month. Mercedes Schlapp with the American Conservative Union.
I paid $115 for gas last night. This is happening across America, which is putting a huge burden on the American family. And so President Biden, by using answers like "can't do much about it," That won't sell for the American people, and it's why you're seeing the American people saying we can't keep going in this direction.
When President Biden took office, inflation was running at less than 1.5%. Today, it's almost 8% and is outpacing wages. 2 years ago today, the world forever changed when COVID-19 was officially declared a pandemic by the World Health Organization. That virus, which originated in Wuhan, China, has now killed over 6 million people worldwide. Well, this year's flu shot is getting a bad report card.
This season's flu vaccine was less than 20% effective at reducing a person's chance of getting a mild or moderate case of influenza. That's according to a study of nearly 4,000 Americans in 7 states from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Experts say a good rate would be at least 50% protection from the flu.
Jim Krasula reporting, still to come on the 5 o'clock report, a Friday edition. America is stressed out. Controversy over cannabis and how the war in Ukraine relates to biblical prophecy. We'll talk about it next.
Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For tonight, rain changing to snow with increasing winds producing blowing and drifting snow as the day wears on and the temperatures get ever lower. Snow accumulations, a few inches for much of the area, but upwards of 6 to 12 across parts of central New York. Temperatures tonight dropping to below freezing, dropping toward 20 tomorrow. And wind chills tomorrow afternoon and evening will drop into the single digits. On Sunday, cold but not as harsh, less wind. Clouds, limited sun, a bit of snow or flurries, and high temperatures in the lower 30s.
All right, Kevin, thank you kindly. The education industry in New York will be reeling soon from a massive teacher shortage problem.
At least a third of the current teachers in New York could retire within the next 5 years. And if that happens, there's going to be a need for about 180,000 teachers in the next decade in New York State alone.
Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute says nearly half of all public schools in New York have teaching vacancies today. A new poll by the American Psychological Association says you and I are besieged by stress, whether it's the war, inflation, or the pandemic. America is stressed out big time. The APA Stress in America poll finds 87% of us are anxious about inflation. 84% are terrified about the war in Europe, and more than 70% say the pandemic has impacted our kids' social, academic, and emotional well-being. Controversy brewing over the cannabis rollout in New York. The first of 100 licenses to legally sell recreational pot will be doled out next week. First in line will be New Yorkers who've been arrested for illegal drug possession. Zach Zarkis is an advocate of the cannabis industry in Rochester.
This industry has been built on the backs of many people who've been incarcerated and or have lived underground for a long time. This is really kind of bringing it back to the roots of those who've had their hand in this industry from before it was a cool thing to do.
But Oneida County Sheriff Robert Machel does not agree with the marijuana licensing priority system.
Why are we giving preference to someone who has been convicted of something? I get it, it's marijuana, but those convictions came about during a time when marijuana was illegal to possess.
The sheriff says the governor's program is prioritizing drug dealers over law-abiding citizens. He's concerned that drug driving will become a major safety issue once those weed shops start popping up. The Pennsylvania unemployment rate dipped for the 21st month in a row today. It's now 5.4%, but that's still 2 points higher than the national average. Pennsylvania has recovered about 80% of the jobs lost during the pandemic. New York's governor announcing today an initiative to expand child care centers at SUNY schools. The $4.5 million program includes a plan to eliminate so-called child care deserts. Last year, the State University of New York system served 1,200 student parents and more than 4,000 kids at 46 SUNY campuses with on-site child care centers. A new poll shows Andrew Cuomo has a decent shot at becoming governor again.
The Emerson College survey shows Andrew Cuomo only trailing Governor Hochul by 4 points in a hypothetical Democratic primary matchup. Camille Mumford is with the poll.
It just says that there is a base of support within the Democratic primary for Cuomo if he were to run.
And that might not exist in the general election population so much as it does exist within the Democratic primary.
Cuomo resigned last summer following numerous sexual harassment allegations. He's denied those allegations. Cuomo has not said if he'll run for office again, but does have $16 million in campaign money.
That's Scott Pringle reporting. The Democratic primary, by the way, is June 28th. March Madness bounces into Buffalo next week. The Queen City hosting the opening round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Yeah. We're so excited to have NCAA back for the seventh time here in Buffalo.
That's Patrick Kaler with Visit Buffalo Niagara. He says the tournament pumps in over $7.5 million into the local economy.
Over the last seven times that we have hosted the NCAA tournament, the community has just continued to evolve and change. And we've got so many new restaurants and bars and hotels for all of these fans to experience. And there's just so many things for people to enjoy while they're here for the whole weekend.
Should be a great weekend. Next weekend in the Queen City, the tournament tips off at the Key Bank Center downtown Buffalo next Thursday. The war in Ukraine has reignited belief among many evangelicals that Russia could fulfill biblical prophecy about the end of the world. Here's Family Life's Tracy Lynn.
Christians focused on end times theology have long believed that Russia plays a big role in the last days. Many are sharing theories about why the invasion of Ukraine might be part of the coming apocalypse. California pastor Greg Laurie says there's prophetic significance to what's happening in Ukraine. Christian Broadcasting Network founder Pat Robertson shares those sentiments. End times scholar Jeff Kinley writes on biblical prophecy and does not believe that Vladimir Putin is the Antichrist because most of the world appears hostile toward him. The Antichrist is described in the Bible as someone who will bring the whole world under his sway. In their best-selling book Left Behind, Jerry Jenkins and the late Tim LaHaye cast Russia as an essential player in the end times. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
All right, very interesting. Thank you, Tracy. Your nightly market report is next. Brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Wall Street stocks ending the work week in the red as the war rages on. When the trading was done, the Dow was down 229 points. NASDAQ lost 286. S&P fell 55. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Find out more at AmbassadorAdvisors.com.
The time? It's a-changin'. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. With apologies to Bob Dylan for mangling his song lyric, I hereby remind you daylight saving time returns this weekend. We turn our clocks ahead and lose an hour of sleep. Our bodies will take a few days to adjust, but adjust we must, or we'll be out of sync with everything else going on. Now, think about this with respect to money. Many people are out of sync with their actual financial situation. They live beyond their means, and that'll catch up with them eventually. It's better to make adjustments to bring spending in line with income. It'll be tough for a while, like adjusting your body to the clock. But when your spending exceeds your income, well, that's a path to losing lots of sleep. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, moneywise.org.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, the agricultural incident in Wellsboro. But first, weekend weather.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, I've got some winter weather coming up this weekend. A storm system out of the south and an Arctic cold front from Canada will combine and conspire to bring snow, blowing snow, and freezing road conditions that will produce some rather treacherous travel. Here are the forecast details. For tonight, rain changing to snow. Snow will then continue tomorrow with increasing winds producing blowing and drifting snow as the day wears on and the temperatures get ever lower. Snow accumulations, a few inches for much of the area, but upwards of 6 to 12 across parts of central New York by the end of the day tomorrow. Temperatures tonight dropping to below freezing, dropping toward 20 tomorrow in the afternoon and evening, and wind chills tomorrow afternoon and evening will drop into the single digits. On Sunday, cold but not as harsh, less wind. Clouds, limited sun, a bit of snow or flurries, and high temperatures in the lower 30s.
All right, Kevin Williams, thank you very much. Find that five police in Tioga County, Pennsylvania, have a real barnyard mystery on their hands. Family Life's Mark Webster.
Pennsylvania State Police out of Mansfield say the strange goings-on started earlier this week when a farm tractor was reported at an intersection in Wellsboro. Problem was, it wasn't supposed to be there. It had been driven off of a nearby farm. The owner was summoned and was able to come and retrieve the misappropriated machine. But that wasn't all. The same farmer says the same sneak also let all of his cows off of their stanchions. Now, no lasting harm came from either incident, but police are continuing to investigate, hoping to round up the responsible rural rascal. Mark Webster, Family Life News.
All right, that guy's got away with words. Thank you very much, Mark. And that's the world we live in Friday, the 11th of March. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.